From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about a planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un following a conversation Saturday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Following a rapid thaw in relations, the leaders of North and South Korea hailed what they call a new era of peace. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump praised the North Korean leader's latest diplomatic overture.
I don't think he's playing, and you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far.
On Friday, Kim became the first North Korean leader to step across the border into South Korea. During the historic summit with President Moon Jae-in, the two leaders agreed to work towards removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. Jason Samuel-Ni, VOA News, Washington.
After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO foreign ministers meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia on the first stop on a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. Pompeo is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policy towards Iran, but asked about his thoughts on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sincerity regarding denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
Yes, I did get a sense that he was serious. The economic pressure that has been put in place by this global effort that President Trump has led him to believe that it's in his best interest to come to the table and talk about denuclearization.
Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen's capital has killed two leaders of the armed Houthi group. It was not immediately clear how many other people were killed or injured in the attack. Saudi Arabia's state-run television put the death toll at more than 50. This is VOA News.